This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ba'd. So one of the greatest prophets of the Almighty that inhabited earth was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. In fact, Allah has lavishly praised him in 25 different chapters, in 63 different verses of the Quran. And amongst the greatest of honors that has been conferred upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, Allah says that Ibrahim is the friend of the Almighty. But do you know what, my brother? And have you given it thought, my sister? Allah has extended that same friendship to you and I. Yes, we have just not responded to that proposal of the Almighty. We've made anyone and everyone our friend but the Almighty. Well, here's a verse of the 5th chapter, 6 Juz, verse 55, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Verily, your only friend is Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the pious believers. Let's understand this and just dissect a certain grammar that has been contained in this ayah to appreciate the meaning that has been conveyed to us in this amazing verse of the Quran. Well, inna in Arabic means absolutely, definitely, certainly, with no doubt. And then it has been coupled with the word ma. Ma kafa in grammar, you would refer to it. When inna is paired with ma, it has the meaning of exclusive, which we refer to as hasar, hasadra, only, exclusive, no one else. So Allah says, your only, your exclusive, your absolute friend is Allah. Now look at the beauty and look at the expression. There's a question here from the grammatical perspective. Allah adopts the expression of friend in a singular form, but He speaks of three friends. So He didn't say friends in a plural form as in awliya. He said friend as in wali. And then He spoke about Himself, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the pious believers. So how do we reconcile when we know the Quran is blemishless and flawless, right? لَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا. There's no deficiency in the Quran. And Allama an-Nasafi in Madarik al-Tanzil, he answers this so beautifully. He says, وَلَمْ يُجْمَعْ الْوَلِي. The reason why Allah did not bring friend in a plural context, وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمَذْكُورُ جَمَاعَةً, although it was followed by the mention of three friends, تَنْبِيهًا, to signal and alert, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْوِلَايَةَ لِلَّهِ أَصْلٌ وَلِغَيْرِهِ تَبْعٌ, that your actual, absolute, exclusive friend is only Allah. Therefore, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he is the beloved of Allah, and therefore the believers, because they are obedient to Allah. So what are you waiting for, my brother? What are you waiting for, my sister? Indeed, Ibrahim alayhi salam was the friend of Allah, but Allah tells you He is your friend. And guess what? Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Allah says, I'm the only one. If you befriend me, then I suffice for you in all regards. May Allah make us His true friend and beloved. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.